Most leadership today is praised for being scalable, predictable, and measurable. But the ones we truly remember, the ones who shape history, don't fit those descriptions. They don't lead because a framework said go. They lead when something within them moves. And they act, not because the data confirmed it, but because the moment required it. This episode is not about leadership performance. It's about something far more powerful. Leadership awakening. Let's begin. There is a moment every real leader faces. No model fits, no report makes sense, no advisor can offer clarity. And in that space, something else must guide them. Not assumption, not applause, but alignment. That's when leadership becomes real. We live in a time obsessed with metrics. Quarterly reviews, scalable blueprints, predictive AI. We are told success is just a matter of systems, that if you follow these steps, you will win. But that kind of leadership, it's copyable, replaceable, eventually automatable. And when that happens, we are not leading anymore, we are performing. What makes someone irreplaceable isn't their strategy. It's their willingness to move without one. The courage to walk when nothing guarantees the outcome. The clarity to trust what can't be calculated. The awareness to lead even when the path is invisible. That's not recklessness. That's consciousness in action. Let me ask you something. Are you following a blueprint or are you becoming one? Because leadership isn't just about, what works. It's about what's right. And often, what's right won't have a case study. It won't trend. It won't even look like success at first. But over time, it becomes the only thing that truly mattered. The truth is, machines will always be faster, more accurate, more efficient, but they will never be aware, they will never reflect, they will never lead from depth. When a machine stumbles, it reboots. When a human stumbles, we grow, we rise different, wiser, more human. That's where real leadership is. You don't need to wait for certainty. You don't need a perfect map. You don't need to be understood before you move. Because the leaders who shaped the world didn't follow what made sense. They followed what was true. And truth isn't always loud. But it's always clear when you are ready to listen. This is not a time for perfect plans. It's a time for powerful presence. So lead, not from data, but from depth. Not from results, but from resonance. Because the future isn't waiting for certainty, it's waiting for you. This was Sandeep Talks, a Leadership Awakening podcast. I am Sandeep Mehra, global pioneer of awakened leadership, redefining leadership worldwide. To explore more, visit sandeepmehra.com. And if today's message moved something in you, share it with someone who's ready to lead from the truth. Until next time, keep walking the unwalked.